This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge on Wednesday threw out the CDC's nationwide moratorium on evictions, but agreed to put a temporary hold on her ruling as the government pushes an appeal. District Judge Dabney Friedrich said that although there was no doubt Congress intended to empower CDC to combat COVID-19, a moratorium on residential evictions was not among them. The husband of missing Colorado mom Suzanne Morphew has been charged with first-degree murder in connection with her disappearance and presumed death just shy of 1 year ago. Barry Morphew was arrested on Wednesday with first-degree murder, tampering with physical evidence, and attempting to influence a public servant charges. South Carolina is putting into motion bringing back firing squads to its list of execution methods. The state house voted 66-43 Wednesday on legislation that would allow death row inmates to choose between being shot or electrocuted if lethal injection drugs are not available. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
SpaceX and their space ambitions have had many setbacks in the last year. Perseverance has now paid off. Dan Rocket with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
SpaceX has successfully landed a test rocket it plans on using to send astronauts to the moon. The company launched, then landed its Starship prototype rocket on Wednesday, the first time that the prototype has successfully landed. Four previous tests were destroyed in the process of landing. SpaceX was awarded a contract from NASA last month to develop the Starship for use on the Artemis missions to return to the moon, though the contract is currently on hold after two other companies filed protests of the contract award.
Just months after Trader Joe's increased its special COVID-19 bonus pay for employees, the grocery chain is now looking to slash it in half. In February, Trader Joe's gave employees an additional $4 an hour, pretty much for being frontline workers. Now Trader Joe's is looking to drop the thank you pay back down to its initial rate. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If you have noticed Americans being short with one another since the pandemic started, you're not alone. The airline industry has issued a statement regarding unruly people. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau fills us in.
The FAA is warning air travelers about what it describes as a dramatic increase in unruly or dangerous behavior aboard passenger airplanes. In a typical year, the agency sees 100 to 150 formal cases of bad passenger behavior. But since the start of this year, the number of reported cases has jumped to 1,300. Sarah Nelson, president of the Association of Flight Attendants Union, says things have gotten real bad this year.
The physical and verbal abuse that flight attendants have been taking has been way off the charts of any kind of air rage incidents that we've been talking about over the past 20 years.
As far as some of the behaviors of the unruly passengers, Nelson tells ABC's Good Morning America.
Flight attendants being physically assaulted, pushed, choked. We had a passenger urinate. We had a passenger spit into the mouth of a child on board. These are some of the things that we have been dealing with.
The FAA now taking a zero tolerance approach to poor behavior, unruly passengers facing potential criminal charges, fines up to $35,000, or lifetime bans on certain airlines.
In 2020, U.S. Airlines carried 369 million passengers. That's down from 927 million in 2019. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, it's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing? Hope it's a great day for you. All your steps have been ordered, and you're staying on the right track, never veering from the left or to the right, right? Doing the best we can. And we're trying to connect with Megan Barth, who accidentally hung up. You know, that happens from time to time. You know, we'll go and call our guest, and for whatever reason, you hit the wrong. I mean, has that ever happened to you? You sit there and go, oh, I need to talk to that person. I hit the wrong button, disconnected. So we'll bring her on here in just a moment. And one of the stories I want to talk about, and I'll do a little lead-in as we're reconnecting with her, is the FBI raid appears to be a political retaliation against Giuliani. I mean, that seems to be quite obvious and pretty much in form and fashion of what the Democrats have done in this particular article, which is reported on by Patrick Basham from Democracy Institute. This has been the order of the day of the Democrats going back, especially with Obama. Obama's three-letter agencies were really empowered. The deep state really we're going full-blown out of their skulls in weaponizing any political offensive or discontent with the status quo. Obama would wink. You got the IRS coming after you. You got EPA issues and on and on. And Megan Barth joins us now, the founder and proprietor of RegganBabe.com. This is quite obvious, wasn't it, Megan, that this raid on Rudy Giuliani was a political maneuver, you know, by the deep state, and maybe Joe Biden did another wink, and or the winks continue to come out of Nancy Pelosi and the left.
Yeah, we were actually promised that this type of weaponization of lawfare, if you will, specifically by these unelected bureaucrats, these agencies, would continue long after Trump was gone. It wasn't enough that the Democrats tried to destroy him while he was in office. And, of course, all of his supporters are wrapped up in that destruction. But they will. And Eric Swalwell promised us this. He was not on a hot mic. I believe he was on a news program basically saying that they are going to go after Donald Trump until they can no longer do so. And this, of course, is highlighted again in Facebook's determination that they're going to continue to censor the former president of the United States. Twitter just took down his new handle, which was for his office of the president. That happened within 24 hours of him creating a new Twitter account. And so they are using not only the bureaucracy in order to abuse their power, but they're using information channels, which is exactly what the internet is. It's basically just a worldwide information hub in order to silence any dissent or criminalize any dissent.
Well, this has to stop, Megan. I mean, the people have to be in such outrage, and you've got to be making the phone calls to your elected officials to keep the heat on them. Big tech is out of control. If we don't reel this in, are we going to have a repeat of 2020 election come 2022? I mean, we're 18 months away from another election, and we're going to go through another fiasco like we just went through that we're still trying to figure out. I mean, go figure. You know, they're putting more pressure and more sense of urgency on what happened on January 6th and arresting people, breaking into their houses. Wrong facial recognition. Excuse us. You know, but they'll move like crazy on that. But yet on all this deception and, you know, the junk that was, you know, put upon the people during the 2020 election, we'll just let that play out.
Well, you know, Bill, I hate to repeat myself, but we've been talking about censorship for 4 years, and when the Republicans had power, they did absolutely nothing. So if the American people have stopped calling their legislatures, I can't blame them, because they have been absolutely inept in doing anything. You know, I'm old enough to remember when AT&T was broken up and they were deemed a monopoly.
Yes.
The government certainly had power to break up a phone company at that time. But they're not exercising the same power in order to break up these tech monopolies that are actually violating the First Amendment.
Exactly.
This is a free
and
this is a
clear
civil rights issue. Mm-hmm. This is a constitutional issue that they are suppressing speech that they either categorize as hate speech, which doesn't exist. Hate speech was created by fascists to create fascism.
Mm-hmm.
And for them to try to just basically ho-hum around the issue, thank you, Jim Jordan, for finally coming out yesterday and saying we must break them up. Well, hell yeah, we must break them up. We've been talking about that for 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, and, you know, it makes you wonder, like everything that happens out of the Beltway, you follow the money and you wonder where the tentacles go into all these, you know, political leaders and these elected officials, how much of the big tech tentacles go into their wallets. And that's what keeps them quiet. You know, they you know, complain once in a while, but, you know, I don't have a sense that they're complaining with any kind of sense of urgency or, you know, true deep down passion to follow up. Like you said, this has been going on for four plus years that this has been happening, and they just keep getting more and more emboldened because they get away with it. And as if that's not enough, then you got H.R. 1 that Nancy Pelosi and the House has already passed because they've got the numbers. It's bogged down a bit right now, S-1, the Senate version, because of the 50-50 House split. You know, they want to codify all the illegal junk that they got away with and federalize. I mean, their head's got to really be exploding with this new, you know, this new law that DeSantis just signed in Florida in terms of really cleaning up what's going on to make sure that people's votes count in the state of Florida.
Well, exactly. And this is why this these state issues are so incredibly important. And this is the power of the electorate in their own states. We must stop. And I've said this time and time again. I will repeat it. We must stop paying attention to the swamp in Washington, D.C. And we must use that same vigor in our own elections, in our own backyard. That includes the school board elections.
Exactly.
That includes judgeships. That includes sheriffs. That includes your local city councils. This is where the tyranny begins. It only becomes metastasized once it reaches the federal level. But the cancer cells, the weeds, are in your own backyard. Pay attention to who's on your school board. We all have grandchildren or children that are going through a nationalized education system. Pay attention to who's ruling over your children.
Right.
Pay attention to the judiciary. Your sheriff is more important and powerful than your governor. Pay attention to who your sheriff is. It's not an apolitical office anymore. You can just simply follow the money, as you say. You can see where their donations are coming from. You can see where their endorsements are coming from. You see the type of politicians they're hanging around. That should tell you everything about their ideology when they're running for a quote-unquote nonpartisan office. So this is really where the American people need to start paying attention and to really, if they want to make a change in D.C., they need to start making a change in their own backyard.
Well, people ask me, and the answer you just gave them quite clearly, they say, well, this is supposed to be a government of, for, by we the people. Well, what are you doing? What is your role in ensuring that this remains a government of, for, and by we the people? It behooves us to get involved and to stay activated, and as you say, to do those things that really matter. We've got more from Megan Barth after this.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954. Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Now, I hope you caught that. We, that collective we pronoun is so important, like Megan Barth was just saying, is that we're all in to save this country. If not, it will continue to slide on the wrong side of the hill, gaining momentum, moving us more and more to a socialistic mindset. And Megan, I am encouraged because people are speaking up, whether it's, you know, people like Tim Scott. Senator Scott is still, you know, exploding heads. I mean, the gray matter of the brains of the left are scattering all over the hemisphere because of one statement that America is not a racist nation. I mean, it's like, surprise, surprise. And, you know, it's like such a small percentage. And, of course, because they get rewarded for this narrative that America is a racist nation, and they're making bazillions of dollars by creating all this hate, it's become a whole new industry that's, well, I say whole new, I mean, it just keeps enlarging. It's been around forever, but they've really got it down, whether it's Benjamin Crump, you know, lying about what happened in the Trayvon Martin case. Joel Gilbert reported on that. Why he is still an attorney is beyond me. You know, the guy lied. He brought up a false witness as a officer of the court. He should have no standing whatsoever. But yet he's the go-to guy right now with anything that involves race. And all his vitriol, all his rhetoric is to just, you know, burn the embers, just fire it up even more. And you get, you know, the rest of the race baiters involved there, whether, you know, it's Sharpton or, you know, Jesse Jackson and the like.
Well, the Chauvin attorney actually just asked for a new trial, and rightfully so, because what was uncovered just through open source information was one of the jurors was wearing a Black Lives Matter T-shirt numerous times and was also talking about how, you know, his verdict was basically for social change. It wasn't about justice. And so Chauvin should be granted a new trial, and he should have had actually his trial moved out of the city, but the judge refused to do so. So that's another indication that the Black Lives Matter movement is a political movement. It has nothing to do with Black Lives. It has everything to do of enriching the founders of the movement and also dividing this country. That's exactly what Marxists do. The leaders of the Black Lives Movement are self-professed, trained Marxists. And when you look throughout history of Marxism, you don't find unity. You don't find peace. What you find is what we were witnessing on our streets, especially this last summer, of riots.
Right.
And then, of course, you have the politicians giving them more street cred in order to create more violence. Mm-hmm. But, of course, their speech isn't hate speech. It's only conservative speech that is hate speech that
exactly.
needs to be banned.
Right.
You know, one thing I found very interesting yesterday on a censorship subject was Joe Rogan, and you can find this on my Instagram page, on my Facebook page, where he said that Twitter had banned him from sending a direct message about ivermectin. Just a simple question he had about ivermectin, and he was asking a friend of his about a video he came across that ivermectin is used as a prophylactic in order to, you know, keep people healthy in the age of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And it's given to them, you know, immediately with a lot of success. He could not send the direct message. Twitter banned him from just asking a question.
Right.
And then when I posted his video, I was given a warning label that the CDC, that, you know, unapproved drugs can be very dangerous. Well, the vaccine is an unapproved therapy.
Right.
It's not approved by the FDA. But see, we're allowed to talk about the vaccine, but we're not allowed to talk about off-label medication such as HCQ, hydrochloroquine, or ivermectin. And so, again, this is more, it's censorship Marxism divides. And what this is exactly what we've seen, whether it's the Black Lives Matter movement as far as dividing this country, whether it's the COVID hysteria that has been dividing this country. Now it's the vaccine hysteria that's dividing this country.
Exactly.
It's
all divide and conquer, Megan, you know, to your point. This is what this is all about. And, of course, big tech is not doing us any favors by qualifying our speech. It's dumbing us down because we're not able to talk to one another. And this cancel culture, I mean, we're going to look back at some point and just call it the season of stupidity for our country because of the way people have been canceled and not able to, you know, pursue and ask questions, which advances intelligence and heightens IQ when people ask questions. And, you know, in the way it's set up right now, Facebook says if you don't, if you say anything whatsoever that's in conflict with the WHO, you're going to get canceled. You're going to get put on timeout. And if you keep it up, then you're going to lose your standing altogether. I mean, the censorship continues out of control here. And especially when, come on, let's face it. Have the scientists been 100%? Have they, you know, what's been their batting average during this whole COVID experience?
Well, it's slim to none, and none just left town.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have quote unquote scientists at the CDC. Not only did the CDC issue a guidance of eviction moratoriums, what the hell does the CDC have to do with landlords and evictions?
Exactly.
Thankfully, a federal judge just overturned that bureaucratic nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also now demanding that students are masked, double masked,
mm-hmm.
Children,
yes.
While they're at camp, while they're playing soccer.
Outside.
While they're outside.
Yeah.
This is, you know, the Hippocratic Oath is to do no harm. And all I can see over the last 14 months or 15 months, whatever it's been, it's certainly not been 15 days, is harm
mm-hmm.
perpetrated
yes.
by these quote-unquote scientists on the American people in violation of their Hippocratic Oath. My governor, for example, would not allow doctors to prescribe hydrochloroquine. My governor's not a doctor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and yet
exactly.
doctors were following these mandates. We need to have a stronger backbone, not only in our political, in Congress, and our political representation. Our doctors need to take a stand and uphold their Hippocratic Oath and start prescribing medicines that they believe off-label medications are always prescribed.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Yes,
and
exactly.
And this is exactly what needed to be done or what needs to be done. And if you don't want your child to wear a mask, then don't have your child wear a mask. Stop following the stupid mandate. Pull your child out of school. Don't send them to summer camp. Take a stand. Put pressure, just like the Arizonans did down at the school board, where they overtook the school board, they threw out the whole entire school board, and they removed the mask mandate in that school district. That
exactly.
should be done everywhere across this country if good people do something.
Yes, amen. Well, this is what they have to do. Like you said, this is an activated citizenship that's making a difference, that's standing against these insane regulations that, you know, after 15, 16 months, if you could, you know, tie something down and said, okay, there's a causal relationship here, that we're moving the needle in a positive way because, you know, we're doing these extraordinary lockdowns. But what we're finding out is just the opposite. You know, we've got the difference between red states and blue states. You know, look at their economies. Thank God for the red states. What would the U.S. economy be like, you know, except for, you know, what these red states have been able to do to keep, you know, their economy going and keep people in business?
Well, that's exactly right. You know, if our borders are open and your state is still closed, you've been played. If our border is open and you're still wearing a mask, you've been played.
Yes.
Just take a look at what's going on mm-hmm. at the national level right now when it comes to our border, and then at your local level when it comes to COVID restrictions.
Exactly.
The two don't match up.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing, I want to go back.
People to do something.
And I want to go back and talk just a little. We got about a minute left here, is regarding the vaccinations. There's so much that we don't know about this. And are we going to revisit a thalidomide experience? I don't think you were born when that came out, but we know what happened as a result. The thalidomide was prescribed for women to help them deal with nausea for the most part. And then what they realized, you know, afterwards is these women went through a cycle of pregnancy that we had an inordinate increase of defective births, more miscarriages and that sort of thing that took place. And we're having some of, you know, miscarriage, you know, that people are keeping an eye on regarding this vaccination. So there's lots that we don't know, but yet we're supposed to go blindly into this. And what are we going to do, you know, down the road? Apologize to you know, 150 million people, like, oh, we thought this was the right thing?
Historic lows. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge on Wednesday threw out the CDC's nationwide moratorium on evictions, but agreed to put a temporary hold on her ruling as the government pushes an appeal. District Judge Dabney Friedrich said that although there was no doubt Congress intended to empower CDC to combat COVID-19, a moratorium on residential evictions was not among them. The husband of missing Colorado mom Suzanne Morphew has been charged with first-degree murder in connection with her disappearance and presumed death just shy of 1 year ago. Barry Morphew was arrested on Wednesday with first-degree murder, tampering with physical evidence, and attempting to influence a public servant charges. South Carolina is putting into motion bringing back firing squads to its list of execution methods. The State House voted 66-43 Wednesday on legislation that would allow death row inmates to choose between being shot or electrocuted if lethal injection drugs are not available. USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com. You know, Mother's Day. Yes, Mother's Day. Woo. Wow, how quick the year has been going, right? Well, it's just around the corner, and while we should always take time to appreciate everything the moms in our lives do for us, now's the time to make sure they know it. From jewelry and tech to unique experiences and gadgets they'll actually use, mom and former Real Housewife Heather Thompson is with us, and she's going to share her favorite gift ideas for this Mother's Day. Whether you're shopping for mom, grandma, stepmom, or your bestie who just happens to be a new mom, whatever her interest, these gifts have got you covered. Well, here she is, Heather Thompson. Happy Mother's Day, Heather. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Martinez. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you make me sound so old. It's Bill to you, okay? It'll always be Bill to you, Heather, okay?
I'll make you feel stronger.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. You know how to do those sort of things. Hey, let's talk about where we should begin when choosing, you know, the perfect gift for mom. What's your recommendation?
Yeah. So I really like to think about things that she can use and appreciate day to day, you know? And so I have some great ideas I want to share with you. So I don't know if you know this, but I just learned this a little while ago. Cold brewing your coffee actually can be done at home. So you don't have to go out for those, you know, craft, you know, coffees that are so expensive. You can actually make it in your own home. And why? Because cold brewing your coffee brings out all the flavor. flavor. It reduces the bitterness, and you, like, taste all the delicious notes in the coffee. And all of us love a good cup of joe to get us up and on the go. So the Vinci Express Cold Brew Maker, it makes cold brew coffee in just 5 to 25 minutes at home versus 12 to 24 hours, which is why we've been getting these craft coffees at, you know, our local barristers. So this has... Right, you know what I'm saying? It's got four selectable brew strength, and it has a built-in cleaning function. So what more can you ask for besides saving money and time? And it's such a great size. I mean, I can tell you that as a New Yorker. It's got this great carafe size. You can stick it in the fridge for later. Remember, you can drink cold brew either hot or cold. You can heat up the coffee. It just brews it cold to get the best notes of flavor from your coffee. So you can go to VinciHousewares.com and check out the Vinci Express Cold Brew Maker for mom or the lady in your life who loves her good cup of brew.
And, you know, and I love the idea that it's self-cleaning, although if you really wanted to extend the gift, it just gives you an excuse to go by and see mom and say, hey, I'm just here to clean up the, you know, clean up the cold brew machine for you, you know.
or share one with you, mom, or share one. Let's pull it out of the fridge and have another cup of coffee. So
Amen.
I love that.
That's great.
The other one I'm going to tell you about, you're really going to love, because this is the gift of music. And I love music, and it's so important. I have to tell you, it got me through COVID, my music. And I found the LG X Boom Go PL7 speaker. Now, this, you cannot beat the sound of this speaker, Bill. It boasts premium sound. It can be taken anywhere for on-the-go entertainment. It's the perfect speaker for everything, from dinner parties to outdoor parties or adventuring, even a dance party, which we all could use right now, because it features 24 hours of playback time, and it has LED lights that pulse in sync with your music. It comes in three different sizes for every portable need. You got the PL2, the PL5, and the PL7, which I'm talking about today, which is available in black and white, and it's water resistant too. So just go to LG.com and get the gift of music this year.
How cool is that? I mean, you can get the entire neighborhood dancing, and you got the lights going on and all that stuff. And let me tell you, I'm like you, Heather. I'm a big sound kind of guy. I've been around studios most of my life, and you know, we've got all these fantastic speakers and sounds and everything else. And I am so spoiled that you know, at home I've got to have a good quality speaker. You know, it's got to have that good bottom and that perfect, you know, sweet, you know, top end as well. So hey, I'm going to check this out.
You got to check out LGX Boom, because you don't want to ever sacrifice quality for convenience. And they have just taken that all off the table. They have everything that you need in their speakers. They are amazing sound quality. So no distortion. Check out LG.com for the best on-the-go speakers I think they got out there.
Okay, well, I love it, because you're going to, like I said, how do you listen to something of that quality and your feet not move? Your feet's going to move, your head's going to bob, before you know it, the entire neighborhood. You're like the Pied Piper of dancing throughout the whole neighborhood, right?
I mean, and I don't think it'd be hard to get the neighborhood to follow after the year we've had. So
Without a doubt.
You know, I love the lights and thinking LED. It also reminds me, like, that it's on. My old speaker, like, is it on? Is it working? Like, I just love the neon lights. The whole thing is very chic and sleek looking. Lots of fun. And the smaller ones come there. They have these little tiny ones, too. Just go to LG.com. They have the best quality speakers out there.
You know what I love about the flashing lights, too, because even if you're not, you know, the best dancer ever, you just kind of do like the Billy Crystal white man overbite that he talks about, and you bob your head, and you got those lights going, and you're so cool, you know?
Exactly. We need like an Elaine dance from Seinfeld or from the Fresh Prince of Bel Air. Remember?
are we going down memory lane, you and I? Okay, I know you've got more, so don't hold on to me. What else you got?
Okay, so we can't forget about jewelry. And we also, I got to tell you, the days of not buying the lady in your life a vacuum are over, Bill.
Yes, they are. Along with those masks, we're going to burn vacuums and masks, okay? Just saying, after these past 14, 15 months we've had to endure.
Yeah, burn all the vacuums that you've had, because I've got the one that you're never, ever going to turn away from. It is the iRobot Roomba i7 Robot Vacuum. Okay, so let the lady in your life put her feet up while Roomba does the work for her. And let me tell you, you can't go wrong with this thing. I love my Roomba. I call call him Ricky. Okay.
Ricky the Roomba. I love this. This is great. Heather, you're so vulnerable. I mean, you're just so transparent. You're even telling us the name of your Roomba. I mean, I really feel like we've bonded here, you know?
Well, let me tell you, you would love yours too if you get it. I mean, I'm surprised I don't hug it and sleep with it.
Maybe I'm going to I'll name her Lucy or something. Okay, is that all right?
Smart mapping technology, so it actually learns its way around your home. It has customizable keep-out zones for, like, around the dog food or the cat litter, you know, unless you want that cleaned up, because it will clean it up. There's no need to deal with the dust and the dirt for months because it has an automatic self-emptying bin. It also has a voice assistant, so cleaning a mess is as easy as saying, Roomba, clean under the kitchen table, and consider it done. So I'm literally doing other stuff while Ricky is working for me. So go to iRobot.com. The days of not buying the special lady in your life a vacuum are over with the iRobot technology. You've got to check it out. They have pulled all the stops on this one. I've had Roombas in my life for a while. The i7 is the Mac Daddy. So check it out at iRobot.com. And last but not least, how could I not have a jewelry option? Okay. Yes. So, but one that's really great, I love Lagos jewelry. Stephen Lagos has come up with the first fine jewelry bracelet designed for the Apple Watch. The collection features his iconic caviar beading. It's a very old school signature for Stephen Lagos, and he's known for it. And what it does is it enhances the Apple Watch. It helps transition it from a sporty look to really a piece of fine jewelry, making it the perfect addition to any lady's jewelry box. They're available in 18 karat gold, stainless steel, ceramic. They have diamond versions. And plus, new for spring, they have a beautiful blue ceramic. And blue is such a positive color, just beautiful. Go to Lagos.com, Lagos.com. for the fashionista in your life who's looking maybe for some jewelry.
Wow, what great ideas. You're making Mother's Day so simple this year. Thank you so much, Heather. You're such a blessing. Heather Thompson has over 25 years of fashion experience under her belt, including working with such names as, you know, Sean Diddy Combs, Beyonce, Jennifer Lopez. We also know Heather greatly from her 3 years of the hit Bravo reality series, The Real Housewives of New York City, is showcasing her life as a married fashion executive, international business pro, and mother of two. You know, if you got a Roomba that you can tell what to clean and how to, who needs a teenager around the house anymore now, right? Exactly. I'm with you. Heather, take care. Have a great day. Appreciate it.
I need these boxes in bin 7. Oh, hello. Hi. I just want to call in and find out when...
Whitney's warehouse foreman just retired, and the replacement needs to move to fulfillment.
Hold on. Guys, can we get the dock cleared now?
Indeed can help her hire the people she needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and we've got the founder and publisher of Movie Guide, Dr. Ted Baer, joins us now. Hey, Ted, how we doing, buddy?
I'm doing absolutely great. You know, it's one of those wonderful days near Hollywood where technology is not working. I think that they get all the technology working in the Southern California Basin, but the days when my father was a movie star are long gone, and we seem to be going a little bit backwards. So that's okay.
Well, that's just to remind us all, Ted, that they have the power and bandwidth is the order of the day. And so if you got the power and the bandwidth, all honor and glory, right?
That's it. Yep. It's all in the hands of – I'm not going to repeat the way I call Governor Newsom's name because I don't want anybody to hear me say that. But, you know, I'm just glad that we still have some freedom left.
Amen. And scrambling as hard as we can to maintain it. Speaking of which, just cultural sidebar here. And this is kind of, you know, we've been getting an idea from everybody we've been talking to, and particularly in California, is the impact of COVID and how it's caused people to look at things a little bit differently. And I've got to imagine in your field, in the world of movies, of course, with all the streaming that has taken place in the last 15 months, how much do you anticipate the movie business to alter as a result of what we've gone through in the last 15 months? Do you have any idea?
Well, the movie business is, you know, there's good and bad with all of this, anything else. Yes, it's altered. Yes, Disney loves streaming. Yes, they like to put in their movies on streaming. But, you know, streaming is a different model, and it's a movie business itself is a penny ante movie business. When Frozen made over $10 billion at the box office and beyond, it was from $10 tickets or $6 tickets for kids. So that's pennies to add up. You've got to get to make $1 billion. You've got to get 100 million people to watch the movie.
Exactly.
When when Mulan was released, and I saw Mulan before the shutdown, mm-hmm. it was claimed to be a $200 million movie that shot in China. China got wonderful extras from the people that were imprisoned who were the Uyghurs, but we don't want to go into that. But anyway, Mulan came in, and there was an ounce of variety that had made like $35-36 million on its opening. Well, that's nothing. That's peanuts on a $200 million movie. You've got to make $500 million to break even. So I don't think they've got the economics right. Now, what Disney is counting on is that they're going to have so many movies that are must-see by the family audience that it's going to drive up their numbers way beyond Netflix, and they're going to own the whole world. You know, they already own 20th Century Fox. They're moving on owning the whole Marvel brand. They've taken Marvel and done a deal with Sony for their... The Marvel in the beginning, let me explain, was licensed to different studios. You know, because it was Stan Lee was a friend. He came to the Movie God Awards. He said some nice comments about it. But they didn't have the plan to license everything to Disney. So Disney bought the 20th Century, and it's now doing distribution for Sony because they want the Marvel brand. That's a big brand. They want all of it. So this is, you know, this is a game that's being played. And if you can figure it out, Bill, you could make billions of dollars on the game. And I want to see these giants like Netflix. And behind those giants, by the way, are people that are much bigger. If you look at the amount of money that Netflix and all they bring in, then behind it is a giant that's just like 100 times bigger, Amazon. And those giants are waiting in the wings to be able to assert their control over the entertainment industry, because it's a very lucrative market. You make a movie for, you know, whatever the price is, and it runs forever. And if you stream it, it doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't cost, you don't have to pay the theater, you don't have to pay the projectionist, you don't have to do anything. So this is all up in the air. And if you ask me to predict it, I'll tell you what I tell everybody. I don't have a crystal ball. All I can do is see what's happening and have fun watching it change.
Well, I'm sensing the culture is aching for movie house buttered popcorn and the sense of, you know, their neighbors all joining in. When I say neighbors, I'm talking about their movie neighbors, not necessarily their home neighbors. We just miss that interaction, that crowd reaction to watching movies on the big screen. I think one thing you and I, if this goes on much longer, you and I could create and invent is kind of a virtual movie house seating environment that you could play at home while you're there, so you have this sense of, you know, the movie popcorn smells and, you know, people being annoying and talking in the middle of the movie and stuff like that just for fun.
Well, that's what Bergman said in the Ingmar Bergman said in the 50s. He said that the movies were the new church. I'm hoping they're not the new church, but it does give you that community experience. And when Godzilla came out, we reviewed Godzilla, but our reviewer saw it on a computer, which is tiny. And even the screen in my house, which is very big and very sharp, is, and my son didn't want to go to the theater, so he watched it on my screen. He said, I should have gone to the theater. So my son-in-law and I went to big theater to see Godzilla, and it was, you know, wonderful. And that company, the president of the company in charge of production is a good friend of mine, and he taught at my class. So it's just fun to see something that's made for the giant screen. That's
exactly
it.
Exactly.
Well, my son who came home, he has four little kids, and, you know, he's turned away from theater. So what is going to be, how robust? I'll give you an analogy. That's the best I can do, Bill. And this is a very interesting discussion that you could make millions of dollars by predicting what's going to happen. My father was on Broadway for years after starring in 62 movies. The first, he did a couple of Broadway, but then the big one was Showboat, where he played the gambler, who was sort of the main character. That part was played by Mel Gibson later in a non-singing version. So he sang on Broadway in 46, and because he was doing so well, that's when he had me, 1946. Yes. But he sang on Broadway for years. At that time, there are almost 100 theatrical theaters right now. And to get into the theaters, because when I been in the 50s when he starred in Annie Mame, et cetera, I used to go to the theaters, and I get in free. But the ticket price was only $10. Yeah. Now it's shrunk to about 25 theaters. I'm on the board with one with a whole bunch of big name stars, Bruce Willis and De Niro and all these stars. I don't know why I'm on there, because the guy likes me. But anyway, their prices are now several hundred dollars for the same ticket. That when, and it's not just inflation. And they've gone from almost 100 theaters to about 20 theaters. And that's what's going to happen. And they predicted that in Variety right now, that it's going to become a more elite medium. And that's going to be, if you remember, 200 years ago, every town in Europe had a bandstand, and a lot of them had nice bands with people like Bach playing. You know? And now it's a very rare thing that you go to downtown L.A. for the orchestra at the Disney Center. So all of those things become rarefied.
Exactly.
Screening's going to get better. The experience is going to get better. But it's not economically viable right now, because if I subscribe to Disney or whatever it is, for Godzilla or whatever I have to subscribe, then my whole family can come there. I've got four kids and 14 grandkids. Well, they've lost 14 tickets right there, and the four kids' tickets and the, you know, et cetera. So they've lost a lot of money on me having the subscription.
Yep, no, exactly. I want to talk about this Vogue op-ed that asks if having a child today is pure environmental vandalism. I mean, what a question.
Well, that's, first place, it's stupid. And look, I was there. I was a left-wing, you know, I worked for the Natural Defense Council. I got mad at a guy who was into coal mining at a party on Park Avenue, and we almost had a fisticuffs. I mean, I was a radical environmentalist, and I was a member of CARCTER. So I understand the point of view, but the problem is that right now we there's a real problem. We have a demographic winter. The population in the United States has never been so low, and this happens to countries. I'm listening to a lot of books. Herodotus, of course, wrote the great books about history. And he talks about countries going and coming, being great and being small. Russia, you know, maybe 40 years ago, you saw the Soviet Union as a mammoth. The Soviet Union now, they're paying people to have children in Russia because they have such a low population rate. We are going to be, and Japan, it used to be a major country. It's now dying because the population is high. So it's stupid on a realistic level. It's stupid on the level that the environment is not hurting because of the population. But just think of this. What she says in the article is because these people, this is materialism. Well, Vogue is the height of materialism. Aren't they pitching this magazine to women to buy dresses at extraordinary prices? These women are not buying dresses at their thrift shop. You know,
right.
We know some of these people, they're paying $6,000 to $7,000 for a dress. Well, that is the ultimate materialism,
exactly.
And men don't do that, so we don't know. But Vogue,
right.
I mean, somebody must have had a sense of humor when they published this article, because it's so contrary to what Vogue does.
Well, you can only hope they had a sense of humor. It's kind of like what Tim Scott says. You're using consumerism, you know, to take his analogy, using consumerism to combat consumerism. You know, so you gotta love the elites. We got about 50 seconds left, and this is going to be a real quick one here. You know, I think the communist Chinese just handed America and the rest of the free world a big advantage here. They are cracking down on Christianity, removing Bible apps and WeChat accounts. I mean, talk about dumbing down a nation.
Yeah, it's terrible. And we had some of the members of the film Academy come to the Movie God Awards. If one of them came to Christ at the Hilton Universal when we did our awards, because she was so impressed.
He's the founder and publisher of Movie God. Dr. Ted Baer has been with us. Ted, as always, Godspeed. Appreciate it, buddy. Take care.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.